Brother Roy, it's my pleasure to have you with us this weekend at Grace Church and also to have the opportunity to interview you for the Hellas Society Forum. Appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation. Look forward to coming and looking forward to an exciting weekend.
Could you start off by just briefly sharing a little bit about the path that you've been on that really led you into this current ministry you have that actually takes you all over the world, often sharing these conferences on grief and topics like that?
Sure. It really goes back many years ago. I think it's a culmination of decades of ministry that's brought me to this point. I think, the caregiving and the grieving, probably because as a minister, I've seen it up close with a lot of families, but I've also experienced it firsthand with my wife who passed away a few years ago. She was diagnosed with cancer and given 18 months to live, and she actually lived 36 months. And so having gone through that and finding the principles that were necessary to, to survive and thrive and so forth, other pastors have asked me to share what I experienced and what I learned. And so out of that came the book, Caring for the Caregiver. And beyond Caring for the Caregiver, then I was asked to do special things on caregiving, and then to expand that to grieving. And so that brings us to where we are today, with the Living Beyond Grief Conference. So that's the road that kind of brought me to this point.
As you've gone out, and obviously, again, you speak from personal experience, but I know you've also done quite a bit of research into this area. And as you've studied the topic of caregiving and grief and just examining the literature, whether it be religious literature or secular perspectives and research, and having had such close contact with the local church, what would you say is the biggest misconception that people have on this particular topic?
I think probably the largest mistake or misconception that people have with regard to caregiving and giving, grieving, is the fact that when it comes to the day-to-day thing, when people see caregivers come through the door of church and they're rolling someone in a wheelchair, they don't have a clue to what took place to get them there. Many times it takes hours of preparation just to get the person to come. And I think the biggest misconception is that it's a passing thing. It's kind of out of sight, out of mind. And I think people fail to realize that it's a 7-day-a-week, 24-hour-a-day job, 365 days a year with absolutely no days off. And so I think the biggest misconception is the misunderstanding of what's involved time-wise and the demands and the responsibilities of a caregiver, especially, but also those who are going through the grieving process.
Do you think there's also maybe a reluctance sometimes on the part of and perhaps pastors here, but just lay persons in general, do you think there's a reluctance to actually engage people and ask them what's going on at home?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, it was my experience that people kind of shied away talking with you because their thinking process kind of put them in a position of not knowing what to say. And that's the worst thing in the world that you can do, with a caregiver and someone who's grieving is not to engage them. I think a lot of people just don't know what to say. And what they fail to realize is it's not important what you say. It's just the fact that you're there and that you care. And so if church people, pastors could learn that, I think that would be a tremendous help. Engage, it's not what you say. It's the fact that you're there and that you care that means so much to these people.
There's been a lot that's been commented upon in recent literature about the aging of the church, especially in the West, especially in North America, and our country, our own movement especially. And I wonder about that because it certainly will put us in a different environment as we go forward, as we have churches that have more and more people in them who are single, but not young and single, having never married, but people who are widows and widowers. And I wonder if you could say a little bit about the import that you think that trend as it emerges, the import that that's going to have for the way we approach ministry.
Yeah, I think, one of the biggest things that we need to recognize is the aging of America. The baby boomers, which is my generation, are quickly approaching retirement age. with regard to the younger generation coming along, even you know, the applications of social programs like Social Security and the other things, it's going to become more and more of a problem. I think the local church is going to change. And I think small group studies, I think remembering, you know, include the older people. Solid churches who do well have a mix of both the older and the younger. You need the wisdom and you need the experience and the financial backing that the older people can give. And even the widows and the widowers, they're seeking places to be of help and be a part of the church. And so finding places to keep them engaged is so important.
And I know you, in that answer, you've probably answered part of the next question that I was kind of moving toward, but as we think, you know, in practical terms about people going through grief in the church, what do you think some of the first steps, and especially maybe the first step towards creating a more healthier culture of recovery? What would that look like, you think?
I think, Brother Jackson, that the key is taking the first step with someone who has been there. I think something like what you're doing this weekend is bring somebody in who has an expertise, who's experienced it, who's gone through it. They can point out from the perspective of someone who's experienced it, they can get a church to begin to think about what the church can do. I think that's one big thing. I think, again, including the older people in the groups of the church. I know when my wife passed away, on Sunday nights we usually went out and there were four couples of us. And what happened after she passed away was I became the fifth wheel and began to feel like, you know, I was kind of an outsider and all that. And so the widows and the widowers and those who are going through the caregiving process, all of that, I think the church, if it can recognize how vital it is to put the thought processes in place, help folks to understand what they experience and what they go through, even do small group studies on aging, on grieving, on caregiving, not just with the older folks, but also, you know, those of every age. But I think one of the first steps is to bring awareness to the congregation. You don't hear many messages on caregiving or responsibilities with regard to what the Bible says on caregiving. You don't hear much about grief except standard biblical principles that are given to people. And we need the biblical principles, but we need the application in a practical way. And I think that has to come from the pastor and from the pulpit as well.